Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for inviting me here to my old home. Yeah. Used to live here. Whoops. I have the proud memory of being the first person to sleep at the Bhaktivedanta Manor. Along with Dhananjaya, and I don't know who, somebody else, the three of us. And we thought there might be ghosts. Yeah. And you guess where we stayed? In our sleeping bags. In 1973. Guess where we stayed? The shoe room, yes. The shoe room over there. We didn't dare penetrate further. That's as far as we got. Yeah. Thank you. Oops. Got another one here. So we have a lot of memories here. So many memories. And good, and but of course everything's good in Krishna consciousness. Yes, but tough times, and but Krishna consciousness take the rough with the smooth. To tolerate, you know. So today, welcome everybody. Hey, Rishi, where's my phone? Give it me. So today we're hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 2, canto 2, chapter 1, text 15. Okay. Any newcomers here? Or old comers? Old comers. Which are the best, the newcomers or the old comers? Actually, Krishna, we're all newcomers in Krishna consciousness, because Krishna is ever fresh. So every day is a new day. Actually, today is the disappearance day of Rupa Goswami, yes? Srila Rupa Goswami Ki. And Gauridas Pandit? Disappearance or appearance? Appearance? Disappearance. Dwadasi. Yeah. So, should we sing the Yeh Nila Prema Dhana or what? What do you want to, what shall I do? Visakha, Mataji. She's here. She's here. What should we do? Should we sing the song of Yeh Nila Prema Dhana? Because the disappearance day of our great Acharya, Srila Rupa Goswami. Or should we just go into Jairana Madhava? What do you want? Yeah, Nila Premadana? Okay. Rupa Goswami is our, we're all Rupanugas. And they gave up all association of aristocracy, Rupa and Sanatana, and they became mendicants wearing only kopin, loincloths, and they prepared the way for spreading Krishna consciousness by writing so many books. Nana Shasha Vicharanaika Nipano Sadama Samstapako Lokanamitaka No Tripuvane Manyo Saranya Karo Radha Krishna Aravinda Bhajana Nandena Mataliko Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jago Shiji Gopalago. Offer my respectful obeisance unto the six Goswamis, namely Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sijiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all living beings. Thus they are honored all over the three worlds, because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis, are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. So, Radha Gokulananda. So, let me just find out. Prabhupada used to sit in Radha Damodar temple when he was writing his books, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he used to look at the samadhi of Bhajan Kutir of Rupa Goswami, Radha Damodar temple courtyard. And he was inspired by Rupa Goswami, empowered by him to spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world. Yena tena prakarena mana krishnam nivesayat savavidhi nisedasyo. That's the ultimate goal of all the Vedic scriptures, is to turn everyone's mind to Krishna. And that's what Prabhupada did. You know, he had to cut many corners, he had to do many things that no other sadhu, no other acharya had ever done, to come to us in the Western countries. So he had the blessings of Rupa Goswami and Nila Premadana. So it's an important day. I'm just trying to find the song on my mobile phone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Here we are. This song is called Saparshada Bhagavat Viraha Janita Vilapa. Lamentation due to separation from the Lord and his associates. From Pratana by Narottam Das Thakur. Okay. Move it away. This is my mobile harmonium. Accordion. It's a mobile harmonium. You can run around with it all over the world and dance and sing. It's a very good invention, actually. One of the best things in Kali Yuga is the old accordion. There's a verse, actually. I tried to learn this verse, but I think I managed, from the 11th canto. It's a little different from the one we know, Kale Dose Nide Raja. It's the one it's a new one. Kalim Sabha Jayant Jarya Gunagya Sava Bhagina Yatra Sankirtane Naiva Svaata Abalabhyate. That means that those who actually know the essential, those who are Arya, those interested in self-realization, they know the value of Kali Yuga, although it's, you know, you can go on endlessly talking about COVID and vaccination and everything. But, and it's so many bad things. But there's a value, and that's Sankirtan. So, this instrument is very good for Sankirtan. When I don't play it. Ye anilo prema dana karuna Chacho. Prabhu Kautagela Acharya Thakur. Swarupa Kahasana Ta Kahadasa Ragunata Patita Pava Cartels. Kadasa Ragunata Patita Pava. Bhatta Yuga Kaha Kavira Eka Kale Kota Kela Goranatara Kotagela Koranatara Pashane Koti Bomata Anayale Pashibo. Kotagele Pabu Koranga Kone Nede Kotagele Pabu. Sangi ra sangi ye koi lo vila se sab sangi ra sangi ye koi lo vila. Kande Narotamada Sesangana na pa ya kande da da ta ma da Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Acharya Thakur, Jaya Acharya Thakur, Acharya Thakur, Jaya Acharya Thakur, Jaya Acharya Thakur, Jaya Acharya Thakur, Acharya Thakur, Jaya Acharya Thakur. Translation coming up. He who brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy, where has such a personality as Srinivas Acharya gone? Where are my Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishna Das Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against a rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees, to whose association he, with whose, by all of these devotees, in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottam Das simply weeps. Narottam Das Thakur King. If I remember right, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but Narottam Das, disciple of Gauridas Pandit, oh, look at that, okay. Oh, Shamananda, that story. Yeah, he's the spiritual master of Shamananda. And there's a wonderful story of how Shamananda got the special tilak, Vaishnav tilak, from Radharani's, what was it, Nupura, ankle bell, something. And Gauridas Pandit was very angry. And then he had to prove that this tilak was actually given by Radharani. That's a long story. But quickly, a quick translation of Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada. At the last stage of one's life, one should be bold enough not to be afraid of death. But one must cut off all attachment to the material body and everything pertaining to it, and all desires thereof. Please repeat. At the last stage of one's life,
at the last stage of one's life,
one should be bold enough,
one should be bold enough,
not to be afraid of death.
Not to be afraid of death.
But one must cut off all attachment to the material body.
One must cut off all attachment to the material body.
And everything pertaining to it.
And everything pertaining to it.
And all desires thereof.
And all desires thereof.
people. The foolishness of gross materialism is that people think of making a permanent settlement in this world. Although it is a settled fact that one has to give up everything here that has been created by valuable human energy. Great statesmen, scientists, philosophers, etc., who are foolish, without any information of the spirit soul, think that this life of a few years only is all in all, and that there is nothing more after what?
Death.
This forefather of knowledge, even in the so-called learned circles of the world, is killing the something of human energy.
Vitality,
yes. And the awful result is being keenly felt. And yet, the foolish materialistic men do not care about what is going to happen in the next life. The preliminary instruction of the Bhagavad Gita is that one should know that the identity of the individual living entity is not lost even after the end of the present body, which is nothing but an outward something only.
Dress.
Yes. As one changes an old garment, so the individual living being also changes his body. And this change of body is called death. Death is therefore a process of changing the body at the end of the duration of the present life. An intelligent person must be prepared for this and must try to have the best type of body in the next life. The best type of body is a something body. An American body. Didn't know. The best type of body is a spiritual body, which is obtained by those who go back to the kingdom of God or enter the realm of Brahman. In the second chapter of this canto, this matter will be broadly discussed. But as far as the change of body is concerned, one must prepare now for the next life. Foolish people attach more importance to the present temporary life, and thus the foolish leaders make appeals to the body and the bodily relations. The bodily relations extend not only to this body, but also to the family members, wife, children, society, country, and to many other things which end at the end of life. After death, one forgets everything about the present bodily relations. We have a little experience of this at night when we go to
sleep.
While sleeping, we forget everything about this body and bodily relations, although this forgetfulness is a temporary situation for only a few
hours.
Death is nothing but sleeping for a few months in order to develop another term of bodily engagement, which we are awarded by the law of nature according to our, you'll never get this, to our aspiration. Therefore, one has only to change the aspiration during the course of this present body, and for this there is need of training
in the current duration of human life. This training can begin at any stage of life or even a few seconds before death. But the usual procedure is for one to get the training from a very early life, from the stage of Brahmacharya, and gradually progress to the Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas orders of life. The institution which gives such training is called Vanashram Dharma, or the system of Sanatan Dharma, the best procedure for making the human life perfect. One is therefore required to give up the attachment to family or social or political life just at the age of
50
years, if not earlier. And the training in the Vanaprastha and Sannyas ashrams is given for preparation of the next life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Foolish materialists in the garb of leaders of the people in general stick to family affairs without attempting to cut off relations with them. And thus they become victims of nature's law and get gross bodies again according to their... No. No.
Desires.
No. No. I'm not reading Prabhupada's books. Unless they become victims of nature's law and get gross bodies again according to their work. Such foolish leaders may have some respect from the people at the end of life, but that does not mean that such leaders will be immune to the natural laws under which everyone is tightly bound by the hands and
feet.
The best thing is, therefore, that everyone voluntarily give up family relations by transferring attachment from family, society, country, and everything thereof to the devotional service of the Lord. It is stated herein that one should give up all desires of family attachment. One must have a chance for better desires. Otherwise, there is no chance of giving up such, which is a heavy word, morbid desires. Phew, that's a heavy word. The family attachment is morbid. Yeah. It is, really. One must have a chance for better desires, otherwise there's no chance of giving up such morbid desires. Desire is a concomitant factor of the living entity. The living entity is eternal, and therefore his desires, which are natural for a living being, are also eternal. One cannot therefore stop desiring, but the subject matter for desires can be changed. So one must develop the desires for returning home back to, and automatically the desires for material gain, material honor, and material popularity will diminish in proportion to the development of devotional service. A living being is meant for service activities, and his desires are centered around such a service attitude. Beginning from the top executive head of the state down to the insignificant pauper in the street, all are rendering some sort of service to others. The perfection of such service, attitude is only attained simply by transferring the desire of service from matter to spirit, or from Satan to God. Well, I'll repeat that last sentence. The perfection of such a service attitude is only attained simply by transferring the desire of service from matter to spirit, or from Satan to God. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Gyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshura Militam Dena Tasme Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Taitanya Manubhistam Sabitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Taitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shiva Gadada Sivasadi Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. When Srila Rupa Goswami was established in this world, the mission of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet. So Srila Prabhupada is saying everything here, and but still my position is to say something more. What time is this class supposed to end? Shall I give a 6-hour seminar of Anasam Dharma? And what time's prasada? That's another question. Can someone enlighten me, please, about this? What time I should draw the class to an end?
You can go on until 9.
Hmm?
You can go on until 9.
Go on until 9. We have questions also, right? Okay. Let's hear the verse again. Antakale Chupurusha Agate Gata Sadvasaha Chindyad Asanga Shastrena Spriham Deha Nuye Chatam. At the last stage of one's life, one should be bold enough not to be afraid of death, but one must cut off all attachment to the material body and everything pertaining to it and all desires thereof. So, this is my understanding of the purpose of ISKCON, the Hare Krishna movement, is that we're being trained by Srila Prabhupada in this way. And the basic principle, I also quoted Kalim, Yatra Sankirtane Naira. Svaata Abhilabhyate will fulfill everyone's desires. The Sankirtan movement that Srila Prabhupada started, which is based on chanting of the holy names. This is our main process for becoming detached from everything, family, friends, society, and so on. By chanting Hare Krishna. I had a personal experience of this in Canterbury. I once got a cyclist-style copy of a Back to Godhead magazine. It must have been... I couldn't make head or tail of it. I tried to understand it. It was entitled Sankhya Yoga. And I thought, this going over my head. I thought there must be something there. But after a few months, by Krishna's grace, by the devotee's grace, one devotee got me to chant Hare Krishna. He more or less forced me to chant Hare Krishna. And I've told this story many times. But then I found, by chanting Hare Krishna, I was able to understand. I first got a Back to Godhead magazine, actually, apart from that first one. And it became very clear that Krishna consciousness was the way forward for my self-realization. I was always interested in self-realization. In fact, one time I asked my father, "Father, what's the point?" I was very depressed. I was at Solihull School, which is south of Birmingham. It was a posh minor public school. And still I didn't know the purpose of life. "Father, what's the point?" The point of life. I mean the point of... What's the purpose of life? And of course, Sanatana Goswami asked the same thing when he met Lord Chaitanya. similar thing. I was crude, of course. But he asked, Kayami Kenayamaya, Chapitaya Sai, why do I have to suffer? Who am I? What's the purpose of this suffering? What's the purpose of the fact that I have to grow old and die? Isn't this, I mean, right now, it's with the pandemic and everything, everyone's focusing on this. Why I have to die? Why has this pandemic come around the corner? What's this COVID-19 vaccine? Should I get vaccinated? Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I wear a mask? It's fear of death. It's basically fear of death. Because nobody wants to die. Prabhupada said nobody wants to die. So what's the point? It's a good question. What's the point? You know, why was I born? Why don't I just die, you know? And just kill myself. How do I make progress? Daddy, what's the point? So my father said, Well, Nikki. My name was Nikki then. Well, Nikki, you pass your exams. Don't you? Good boy. You pass your exam, then you get a good job. And then, when you get a good job, then you have a family. And then you're happy. So somehow it didn't resonate, you know. Didn't seem to me like that was the final answer, you know. I thought there was more to it than that. Because I saw my parents, you know. You know, my parents were married for 60 years. And I can't fault them for having divorce or affairs or for being drunkards or sex mongers or anything. So ideal, middle class British family people. Of course, we ate meat. My father smoked a cigar like Winston Churchill at Christmas time. And he had a glass of sherry also. She's like, that was his extent of intoxication. But they didn't know the purpose of life. Although they didn't instruct me, they didn't know any better, although they were educated. They were very educated, university graduates. And scientists. My mother was well versed in English literature. She used to quote Wordsworth. There's a famous verse which is about reincarnation in Wordsworth. She used to quote that to me. Trailing clouds of glory do we come from God, which is our home. Something like that. We've lived before, something like that. So she knew that, but she didn't have a spiritual master, basically. The whole problem is that there's no spiritual master for this society. Everyone's shooting in the dark to solve the problems of life, because they're not asking the basic question. We're not being taught at schools and colleges to ask the basic questions. Who am I? What is this will for? Why I have to die? Why I have to suffer? And no one's being trained that way. You're being trained, like my father said, pass your exam, get a job, get a family, and then try and enjoy life. The Bhagavatam is the highest education. Bhagavad Gita is the highest education. Rajaguyam. Rajavija Rajaguyam Pavitra Vedamutamam Prachyak Savangamam Damyam Sushukam Kartam Avayam. He's the king of education, the purest knowledge, because it gives direct perception of the self by realization. This devotional service is everlasting and joyfully performed. So this is what Bhaktivedanta Man is supposed to be for. This is what ISKCON is supposed to be for. It's an educational movement. And it begins with chanting Hare Krishna. Because unless you know you're not this body, and you know you don't have to die anyway. I once did some statistical research. You may be interested in this. And my disciple, Yashasvini Sachi, David, just did some research for me. It's incomplete research. But I was trying to find how many people die per minute on this planet and the reasons for it. Yeah? Have you ever thought about it? It's a big planet. I don't know, 7 or 8 billion people. So in 1 minute, how many people die? I don't want to be morbid, but it's a fact of life. Every minute people are dying. So going to these statistics, I have to check. I'm getting another person to check. 107, not 108. 107 people die every minute for nearly every cause. But that I'm checking whether, you know, that includes road accidents, wars, suicide, you know, abortions, how it adds up. But incidentally, 12, it says 12 die of COVID every minute, but I don't think that's true. The number of cardiac diseases is greater. I got an update on that. There's many other diseases, man. Car accidents, wars. So what is the real problem? Is the real problem vaccination or COVID? The real problem is death. And who's going to face up to the fact? What leader, my dear Boris Johnson, my dear Mr. Biden, Mr. Putin, who's going to teach their people about death? How to overcome it? Isn't that, all of the citizens are frightened, just like this COVID scare, you know? Or hoax, we can say, or maybe it's a hoax because there's always been flu. And no one got scared of that. But anyway, we all got scared. Prabhupada said, if you have control of the propaganda, you can control, you can convince the people everything. He said that on a morning walk in Denver. By propaganda, you can convince the people of anything. Yeah. So that is our idea. Prabhupada wanted us to control the propaganda and teach people about the purpose of life. Chant Hare Krishna. And this should be the national anthem of England. And make a proposition to the Queen. Hare Krishna was Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What's the tune? God save our gracious Queen. What's the tune? God save our gracious Queen. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, it works. It fits in, you know. So, you know, we're doing our best. Everyone's doing their best in the Hare Krishna movement. And we're not qualified, but Prabhupada is qualified. Prabhupada is very qualified to spread this movement all over the world, and we're very fortunate. He has not he may be unmanifested in his unmanifested Vani form, but he's not departed from us. But that, I think, is isn't it? We are not living in post Prabhupada ISKCON. I'm against that paradigm. This post Prabhupada paradigm is nonsense, because Prabhupada is here in his books. Prabhupada is here in his instructions. Prabhupada is here in his Vapu form, in the Devi form. One day we may be qualified enough to talk to Prabhupada sitting on the Vyasasana here. But right now we have to hear Prabhupada. And Prabhupada is giving us our life's direction. And everyone's life direction is Jagadguru. So it's really a wonderful chance we've got to be in this movement. And we've got a great chance to turn other people to Krishna consciousness by what Prabhupada's given us, devotional service. The holy name, the books, prasadam, the restaurants. Yeah. Because everyone's frightened of death. And when they hear, actually when my friend came, he came from Sogo Street. This is interesting actually. It's not, and I'm just not trying to blow my own trumpet. But I was, after so many things, I was an artist, I was trying to draw God. And making a drawing in the middle of the night. And I was drawing God. And it was a knobbly old man with a beard. Looked horrible, you know. And then my old friend came in and said, "What are you doing now? What are you drawing now?" He said, "That's not God. God is a beautiful young boy. He never gets old. He's got lotus eyes, curly black hair, smiling." I couldn't accept. It just seemed too far out for me. So then he put a photograph of Prabhupada on the table. "This is your eternal spiritual master." I didn't want a spiritual master. I threw it on the floor. Threw the photograph on the floor. I'm not interested. So he was thinking what to say to me. You see? Think something that would click in my mind. So he did say this. He said something he'd learned in Barry Place, because he stayed there a few days. He said, "You know you're not that body. You know you're not that body. If only my father told me that. What's that point of..." Actually, this is rather embarrassing, but one time I asked my mother. She was doing the washing up. "Mummy, where do we come from?" "Mummy, where do we come from?" My mother went red in the face. And she said, "Where do we come from? Do you understand my English?" So she said, "Well, when Mummy and Daddy kiss." Because I was only about 6 years old. So if only my mother or father had said, "You're not that body. Don't you know you're not that body? You're an eternal living being. You took birth in my family. You've had many mothers and fathers, many countries, many relatives, many wives, many children. And now you've got the chance to take birth in a devotee's family and have a spiritual master like Srila Prabhupada and go back home, back to Godhead. If only my mother had said that, I could have saved like at least 20 years of my life, you know, knocking on doors, reading books." Anyway, so this is my short class today. So now is our responsibility to spread Krishna consciousness in England. That's our duty. So thank you very much for inviting me. Srila Prabhupada ki. So any questions, please? Yes, Nayan. Now disguised as Osama bin Laden. March with all due respect to the Taliban.
Maharaj, you know, in the verse at the end it says one should not be afraid of the final stage of life. So apart from Srila Prabhupada, have you personally met anybody that you've seen when they're about to go kick the bucket that they're not frightened at all, they're ready to just go?
Have I seen someone dying? Is that what you're asking? Have I watched somebody while still dying?
Maybe not at the exact point of death, but at some point, but without any fear whatsoever, just ready.
No, I haven't. Prabhupada said everyone's frightened of death. This is an instinctive reaction built into the body. It's a physical thing. But, I mean, if I stick a needle in you, you'll be frightened. "Who did that?" Don't be scared. If I say, hey, there's a bomb in this room, someone put, you know, a rucksack in the corner and there's a bomb in it, I'll be the first out the door. Because, you know, we have to protect this body. And in the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, which is a small book, and Prabhupada explains why we are frightened of death. And you know why? Because we love ourselves. We love ourselves. It's the first thing we love. I'm me. I love myself. And therefore we love this body. We touch this body. But why do we, Prabhupada said, why do we love ourselves? Because we're part and parcel of Krishna. And originally we love Krishna. Our original love is for Krishna. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saja Kabunai. Shravana Nisula Chitti Karayudu. Because our love of Krishna is deeply within our heart. We love ourselves. Because we originally love Krishna. Just explain my problem. Therefore we love this body. So if someone's going to blow up this body, or shoot this body, we want to protect this body. Because we love this body. So it's not unnatural in a conditioned state to be attached and fearful of death. But we can be bold enough by hearing from Prabhupada that we shouldn't be worried. Because I know I'm eternal. I've heard from Prabhupada. I read Bhagavad Gita, Dehino Smriyate, as the embodied soul passes in this body from childhood to youth, from youth to old age. Similarly, the soul passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. It becomes obvious the more we hear from Prabhupada and the more we read the purpose in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita about the soul. We shouldn't be worried. So intellectually we can accept it, and then emotionally we can accept it, but then physically, to be frightened of, you know, it's almost impossible. But still, on the mental platform and intellectual platform, and our devotion to Krishna, we can be ready for it. You know, we can be bold enough in our mind, you know, not to be frightened of death. Death is going to come. The body's going to be scared, and emotions will be there, thinking, feeling, and willing, you know. But we're being trained. We're being trained. So I've never watched. It's actually something I don't look forward to it, but I've had seen my friends of mine when they just died. But I haven't seen them when actually they're leaving their body. I've seen other creatures, like dogs run over. I've seen insects die. I've seen, but I haven't seen. I wasn't there when my parents died. I wasn't there when Prabhupada died. I wasn't there when my mother died. I wasn't there when my father died. But I'll be there when I die. Definitely. So, that was your question. I wasn't there. But you can see the film of Prabhupada leaving his body. Yeah. Any other question, please? 9 o'clock.
Mark, you said something about nearly forced, almost forced to die. You were mentioning one friend. He almost forced you to chant Hare Krishna so that you could understand this BTG about.
Yeah.
Who was that friend?
Yeah, and actually, I'm very grateful to him. He was called Nick Fox. He thought he was the incarnation of Lord Jesus. Don't laugh. It's not a bad thing. No? And he thought I was doubting Thomas, the apostle who always doubted. But now, on the Harinam Ruchi party, we're almost forcing people to chant. And actually, that's a good thing. And I realized that he did me a great service. But, you know, actually, my thought process was, he said, you know you're not that body. because I was a bit of a gyani, an artist type, I was always thinking, you know, who am I, what am I? And she said, you know, you're not that body. I thought, well, yeah, that sounds, could be true, you know. Maybe that explains everything. So my mind was like dwelling on that topic. So he saw that I was submissive. I'd taken that in to my mental process. I was thinking about it. So he said, so